Exodus chapter 37, verse 20 to 24. And on the lampstand were four cups, made like almond blossoms, its calyxes and its blossom buds. And the calyx under two branches of one piece with it. And the calyx under two branches of one piece with it. And the calyx under two branches of one piece with it. For the six branches going out of it. Their calyxes and their branches were of one piece with it. All of it were one beaten work of pure gold. And he made its seven lamps, and its tongs, and its firepans of pure gold. He made it of a talent of pure gold, and all its utensils.
Beaten work signifies sufferings. To be beaten is to suffer. When Christ, the embodiment of God, was on earth, he experienced much suffering, much beating. With the ark, the gold was beaten to express the glory of God. The two cherubim were made of gold which had been beaten. These cherubim of glory signify that the glory of God comes out of the beating, that the glory of God expressed in Christ comes out of his sufferings. With the lampstand, the gold was beaten to shine forth the light of God. This light equals the glory of God. This means that the light on the lampstand equals the glory above the ark. Both came out of gold which had been beaten. This indicates that through his sufferings, Christ expresses God's glory. If we are short of sufferings, our light may not shine brightly. Although we should not seek to suffer, we should not despise sufferings, for they are useful. If we never experience any difficulties, any beating of the gold, we shall not be able to shine. For example, if your husband or wife or your children are always good to you, this may hinder your shining. But if you face difficulties in your family life, these difficulties will help you to shine. Children can be compared to little hammers, hammers which beat the gold within their parents and help them to shine.